Good morning and welcome to Apple a Day, Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness segment. This is Katie Johnson, and joining me as my guest today is Dr. Steve Thoem, ophthalmologist at Lake Region Healthcare, here to talk about cataracts during June, which is Cataract Awareness Month. Good morning, Dr. Thoem.
Good morning.
So, Cataract Awareness Month, where do we start? Maybe with just the basics. What's a cataract?
Well, it's a great place to start. A cataract is actually a clouding of the lens of the eye. The lens is a structure that helps focus the incoming light onto the retina in the back of the eye. And we all are typically born with a lens, and with rare exceptions, and that lens will cloud up in everyone if they live long enough. So the bottom line is, if people are fortunate enough to grow to a ripe old age, they will have a cataract.
So is there any certain cause other than age?
I mean, age would be the number one hands-down risk factor for cataracts, but people with diabetes typically get cataracts. It's not usually right away, but it does vary depending on their blood glucose control. If they're very tightly controlled, they may not get cataracts any earlier in life than somebody who doesn't have diabetes. However, if you have a juvenile who controls their diabetes very poorly, they can actually need cataract surgery before they hit 10 years of age. Mm-hmm. So it can happen at any time with diabetes, again, depending on their blood sugar control. Smoking is another huge risk factor. We see a lot of people, you know, probably 30% of people in the area are smokers, and we see at least that many that have cataracts that prematurely, and I'm saying maybe 10 years earlier than people that don't smoke. Mm. Smoking ages every cell in your body, and the lens is actually a group of, you know, many hundreds of thousands of cells that are packed tightly together, and they age just like the rest of the body. Steroids and other medications can also predispose you to getting cataracts earlier in life, as well as any kind of eye trauma. Those would be the biggest risk factors. As far as controllable things, one other thing I should mention is also sunlight. Oh. Sunlight is a risk factor, not just, you know, general sunlight exposure, but people that would work outdoors on a daily basis. Farmers, for example, around here would be a big risk factor, along with people that are like outdoor builders, commercial fishermen out on the east or west coast, people like that. Bricklayers would be another one. So when people like that, I encourage them to wear sunglasses or wear a broad-billed cap to prevent direct sunlight into the eye.
How do you know if you have cataracts, or what are the kind of warning signs?
Usually, it starts with blurry vision, and that's a real vague term, but people have trouble seeing the small captions across the bottom of a television screen when they're watching the nightly news. They have trouble reading the small print in the paper or in a magazine. They have trouble when they're driving down the road in town, looking at a street sign or on a highway, seeing an exit sign early enough to make sure they can make the turn, especially if they're in a bigger city. And then another big symptom is trouble with glare problems driving at night. Halos and starburst patterns when you meet cars head-on at night. Street lights also casting glare-type problems would be another big complaint we hear from people that are bothered by cataracts.
And I would presume that blurriness you're talking about is somehow different than if I'm someone who already has a prescription. I'm going to assume maybe I need a stronger prescription, but you're going to be able to tell that's not the kind of blurriness I'm experiencing.
Right, and blurriness is kind of what brings people into an eye doctor, either an optometrist or an ophthalmologist. And you start by checking your prescription. You know, do glasses or contacts help you see better? And if the answer is yes, even if you have the start of cataracts, you don't have to have cataract surgery. Okay. It's when you can't correct your vision enough to alleviate these other symptoms that it's time to consider cataract surgery. So some people have very high visual demands in their occupation or in their hobbies, and they need fantastic vision. Those people are probably going to pursue cataract surgery sooner with milder symptoms than somebody who's less active and has less visual needs, they might let their cataracts go a little longer.
So let's talk about that treatment, and you mentioned surgery. What's involved with the treatment of cataracts?
Cataract surgery is typically a very brief outpatient procedure. Patients come in to the hospital here at Lake Region and are in for an hour and 15 minutes before surgery, getting prep work done and getting their pupil dilated so we can get at the cataract. That's done with some simple eye drops. Once they get into the operating room, it's a very brief procedure with them typically awake and having mild sedation or no sedation at all. The procedure can last anywhere from 10 minutes to a half hour, and then they're taken back to the recovery area where they're given some further eye drops and then discharged back to the home front. And typically they're on eye drops after surgery for a few weeks, but they can resume their normal activities as soon as the afternoon of the day of surgery. The vision is blurred in the eye for a few days typically after surgery, but within 2 or 3 days they typically have a very useful vision out of the first eye, and we often do the eyes a week or two apart from each other.
Okay.
There is a new kind of treatment modality coming to the area, and that involves less eye drops post-operatively, typically down now to even one eye drop a day from 8 or 9 eye drops a day that has been typical in the years past. And that's if the patients elect to have a injection of medication placed into the back of the eye at the end of the procedure. The good news is it sounds painful, but it's a painless injection into the back of the eye. It does give you some floaters for up to a week because you've got a cloud of medication floating in the back of the eye. But the upside of that is you have to only put in one eye drop a day. And so for our patients who are very active, who might be forgetful, or who have limited coordination of their fingers from arthritis or other issues, that becomes a more viable option for them.
That sounds like a fantastic advancement. Any other advancements or things happening in the world of eye treatment that you want to mention this morning?
Well, yeah, I guess I could also mention, as far as the cataracts go, that the cataracts are designed to remove the cloudy lens and place a clear lens in the eye. There are some lens implants that we place, I should say, when we do the surgery, we always put a new artificial lens in the eye. Mm-hmm. Now, that lens has a prescription in it to kind of balance you between farsighted and nearsighted. However, we also have what's called advanced technology lenses, which also can correct things like astigmatism, which about 30 to 40% of people have, and also presbyopia, which is the difficulty that comes in people with normal eyesight when they get into their 40s and they have trouble reading things up close or reading small print. That's why they have to go to the dime store and buy a pair of cheater or reading glasses. Your eye loses its elasticity. The lens loses its ability to change shape, and that causes you to lose your ability to focus up close. We now have some bifocal lens implants available that the patients can pay for out of pocket and have those implanted into the eye and allow them to see distance and up close without glasses. It's not for everyone. Even if you want it, your eye might not be anatomically normal enough to get it, but it's something that you can have an evaluation for. And we can see if either a astigmatism-correcting lens or a bifocal-type lens would be something for you. Area optometrists are very good at screening patients for cataracts and sending them our way when they have symptomatic cataracts. We also do have a couple of optometrists here at Lake Region, Dr. Kelleher and Dr. Ottenbacher, that along with myself and Dr. Schmidt provide eye care to the area.
I was just going to mention that as well. You have the luxury of being in Lake Region Healthcare's clinic and have 20/20 optical located right there with you. And you mentioned cataract being same-day surgery, also a brand new same-day surgery center. It's kind of an exciting time to be here at Lake Region Healthcare and to invite patients in.
It definitely is. And as someone who grew up here in Fergus Falls, I've known Lake Region for nearly 50 years. In fact, I was born here. So I know the place inside and out, and this new addition of the clinic and surgery center, pre- and post-operative recovery area, has been fantastic for the community. And we certainly hope the community supports it, and there's a lot of great things going on here. And we've got essentially one-stop shopping for anybody with any eye trouble here in Fergus or in the surrounding area. And we do work with outside optometrists to co-manage patients if they want to do some of their follow-up care more locally. We can take care of the surgical part here. So we're here if you need us.
And, of course, you can call the Lake Region Healthcare Eye Clinic anytime for an appointment or to ask more questions at 218-739-2221. So, June, Cataract Month, Dr. Steve Thome, ophthalmologist at Lake Region Healthcare, my guest today. Thanks for shedding this light on what cataracts are and what Lake Region Healthcare and the Eye Clinic here offers for treatment and follow-up for those who are afflicted with cataracts. I appreciate your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Katie Johnson, along with Dr. Stephen Thome, reminding you there is so much to do here. Stay healthy for it. Have a great day.